When cooking dinner, many turn to beef or pork. But another healthy option is bison meat. The Wisconsin Bison Producers Association is a network of Wisconsin ranchers and farmers raising bison that are trying to spread the word about serving healthy meat. Andy Tenaglia, a chef with the Wisconsin Bison Producers Association, shares more about what the association is and how to properly prepare bison meat.
The association is a network of Wisconsin ranchers or farmers raising bison and buffalo. It's a pretty big network. The website is www.wisconsinbison.com. They try to obviously spread the word about serving healthy meat. Bison is very good for you compared to beef. Not that beef is a bad thing. I love it myself. But some people have heart conditions and problems, and leaner meats are better. It's a little tricky to cook, but with anything else, it can be done. There's grass-fed bison, and there's grain-fed bison or grain-finished bison. Grain-finished can be a lot richer, like beef, and the grass a lot healthier, like some leaner animals. They come in many different sizes, from about 800 pounds to about 2,200 pounds. Males are the best for their beef. Very hard to milk a bison. We make a creme brulee with buffalo milk, so we actually have to get the milk from Sicily. I think if you're not a baby bison yourself, you're not going to get any milk from a bison, so that's kind of a tricky thing. There is some bison cheese available, because there is a difference. Bison's a Wisconsin or a North American product, where buffalo's more of an African Sicilian product. They do have some common characteristics. I don't raise them myself, so I can't say exactly, but they are a very ornery animal. It's a little bit pricey, but you get a little more bang for your buck because you're getting leaner meat instead of a richer meat. We're all over Wisconsin, from the east side like Lake Geneva all the way up to Seymour, where I get my bison from. I get a lot of bison from Al Weicker in Lakeview Farms in Belgium, Wisconsin. He is one of the major proponents of the state fair, getting the word of bison out. I believe that's why the Wisconsin Products Pavilion is here, so people can be exposed to indigenous products like bison or buffalo and broaden their tastes.
So what is your role here at the booth? I know you mentioned you have your own restaurant. Do you mind talking quick about how that is helping you here and how you're preparing the food?
It's great having a local restaurant, because people come to the fair and experience us and then come and enjoy our food at the restaurant. Unfortunately, if you're looking for burritos or bison sandwiches, we probably won't have that on the menu, but we do change our menu each day, so we can always accommodate. We just need somebody to give us a little bit of a lead time. I really like working with local products, hence the bison or the lamb or the beef. We don't buy exclusively from Wisconsin, just like I don't grow exclusively in my garden for the restaurant, but as many tomatoes and herbs and Romanesco vegetables that I can pull out, I'll do, and serve to our customers and try to be as local and green as possible.
So what are you helping to prepare here today at your booth?
We've got a sliced bison sandwich, which is delicious. We cook it overnight in with an immersion circulator and a sous vide machine. We make a nice lavender and rosemary demi-glaze from our garden, which is a sauce. We have a creme brulee with just a pinch of buffalo milk, because it's very hard to find, and regular cream and egg yolks and sugar for the sweet tooth. We have a quiche that we make with our ground bison with Wisconsin dairy, cream, and eggs. And then our big seller is the bison burrito, which has been a fan favorite for about 25 years, invented by the Bison Association, with shredded cheese, lettuce, salsa, and tortilla and bison meat, of course.
So how different or similar is it to prepare these bison meals, or meals with bison meat, compared to, let's say, beef or pork or lamb, as you mentioned?
Very similar cooking the two products, especially when you have a grain finished product, because it's a little richer, a little more fat content. If you get some of the leaner bison, you have to be careful and you have to cook it slowly. Like I said, we have our sous vide machine, so we'll sear off a chuck eye roll, which is one of the fattier parts of the animal, the shoulder. If you were using beef, you'd have to trim half that off. With bison, we have have to add more fat to it because it's so lean. Then we cook it very slowly at about 145 degrees for a day or two to get it tender. There it emulates beef, and like I said, beef is not a bad thing. Beef's a good thing. It's just a different thing. So we try to make similar tastes. Every cut on a bison is available similar to a beef. If you get a ribeye or a tenderloin or a flat iron or a New York strip, you can cook it pretty much the same way because they have a nice, a relatively good marbling content. We just need to add a little more fat to it. Of course, fat is fatty, but fat is something we need to make energy. So without calories, we can't survive. So they're good fats as well as bad fats. People need to understand that in the old days when we thought butter and beef were bad, they're not. What the nemesis are now are sugars and highly processed ingredients. So the more local things we can have that are less processed and less transportation time, I think the better off we'll be as a community. You can't buy everything from your local store, but the more you can, I think the more it helps society as a whole.
So being a chef and kind of knowing the ins and outs of how to prepare these foods, what is your recommendation for attendees to try? What would be your favorite item, food, or thing to try here at the booth?
I like it all because I made it all. But if you're here in the morning, you want to have the quiche. If you want something indulgent, our sandwich is definitely the way to go. It's a little bit expensive, but it takes us a lot of time and a lot of preparation. Of course, the burrito is the fan favorite. We do about 3,000 a year. It's very lean and very healthy and very good for you. So in between the corn dogs and the cotton candy, you can have something a little more refreshing. Of course, if you are a vegetarian or a vegan, we have a salad with or without buffalo and cow milk mozzarella cheeses. That's refreshing and good for you. But if you want something indulgent, I would say our creme brulee, coming in at about 500 calories and 4 ounces, is something you want to try.
Andy Tenaglia with the Wisconsin Bison Producers Association and the benefits of using bison meat and the products at their booth at the Wisconsin State Fair. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.